News stories about race don't always have to be about police brutality or economic disparities. NPR reporter Shireen Marisol Meraji writes about race for the show Code Switch. Her stories are about Black skiers, the first ethnic bachelor, and a bisexual Iranian American, just to name a few. Maya Williams sat down with Meraji to talk about how people of color are represented in the media.
The skiing and, you know, Black people skiing, it's something that you don't think of. It's almost like the stereotype of Black people don't swim. But I feel like Code Switch is highlighting the other, but also bringing up how there's this sameness and this commonality.
You know, to be perfectly honest, that story, I was like, who's going to care about this? Honestly, I was like, okay, Black people skiing. I mean, I feel like maybe in the 70s, that would be a big deal. So when I got out there and I was in Aspen before the National Brotherhood of Skiers came in, I was like, wow, this is the whitest place I have ever seen. Shockingly white and shockingly wealthy. I mean, it is the 1% to the extreme. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, wow. And then the next day, there were 2,000 African-Americans out in Aspen. And I was like, this is a story. And there is a way to tell this story. And it isn't just, oh, look, Black people ski.
Another story that it was a while ago, but you did one about Juan Pablo, the first ethnic bachelor. But someone you interviewed in that piece said something interesting, which is the way we are treated is a product of how we're perceived.
I feel like if you go, not Code Switch, but a lot of the stories that we do about people of color have to do with like really hard-hitting issues like immigration or child poverty, these issues which paint a picture of people of color as poor, needy, uneducated, et cetera, and the list goes on. And actually, no, there are African-American middle-class people who go to Aspen and ski, and we never talk about them. Why don't we ever talk about them? I think about that a lot, especially when I'm pitching stories like this, because I know people are going to be like, well, who cares? Like, why do we care about that? But I think these are important stories, yeah, too. I mean, they paint a full picture of what it means to be a person of color living in the United States. It's not all we're in struggling schools and we're poor. That's part of it. It's not all about inequality. That's part of it. You know, we're just doing regular things like going skiing.
You have a very diverse array of stories that you go for. What sort of draws you to something?
I think it's stereotype busting. If you go through all of those stories, every single one of those stories is busting a stereotype in some way. Desiree Akhavan, who is Iranian American, but then she's bisexual. Mm-hmm. Steven Yeun, who is the sex symbol from The Walking Dead, but he's Asian. I think that I'm drawn to those types of stories. Maybe it's because I don't fit into a box, but I love, you know, taking these ideas that we have of people of color and just like exploding them.
That's what's so interesting to me about the Bachelor piece. On the surface, it's this sort of like fluffy, melodramatic TV show, but the power that it could have to see, yeah, someone of color fall in love on TV and be just like you and just like me, and it's not always about struggle and poverty, that sort of level of representation that's missing.
Why isn't there more of that? Why isn't there more of that?
It's frustrating.
I don't get it. I wish I had the answer.
Shake your fist.
I think there's not more of that because we're not in positions of power when it comes to the networks, the main networks. We just are not in the executive suite. Well, Shonda Rhimes has figured it out,
yeah,
which is just do stories that we all love, stories about passion and love and intrigue,
yeah,
and sex and death and murder, and then just put brown people in there.
Yeah, it's in a way, I mean, it's sort of like normalizing otherness.
Also, are we just not running into each other enough in the world? Are we like resegregating or something so that only white people interact with other white people? And only brown people are interacting with brown people. I'm just trying to understand why this is happening. I mean, the people in the executive suite, they must just see, yeah, other white people and live in neighborhoods with only white people. So that is their reality.
So one last question for you. When you go to the movies, when you're watching the news or watching television, what do you want to see?
I always want a compelling story. And I want a satisfying ending to that compelling story. I just want to leave feeling full. And of course, I want to see people, mm-hmm, that look like me and people who sound like me. But number one, I want a compelling story, and mm-hmm, I want the story to be well told. So that's what I'm looking for.
That was Shireen Marisol Meraji. Her stories can be heard on NPR. And you can hear the rest of her interview on Match Volume at annenbergradio.org.